Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so hi, welcome to our show. I thought there was going to be some music. I'm guessing the other two girls are a little busy, so hey, it's the All Ginger Hour. Anyways, welcome to Gamer Girls Radio. There we go.
Girls of gaming.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was gonna be just the bad girl of gaming there for a while.
I've been
there was
here.
Like no music. There was nothing.
We're here. I'm here. You got that crazy baby up on the screen again. Oh man.
I do. But that baby is so cute.
That baby is scary. That something's wrong with that baby.
No, that baby is adorable.
Oh, run away, little baby. Run away.
He's so cute.
All right.
And apparently Blog Talk does not want me to sign in.
Well,
so,
while Snow is trying to make her way here, we want to welcome you to our Thursday night show. Snow is probably going, I'm supposed to be doing that. Well, you're listening to This Week in Gaming with the... These crazy chicks, I don't know. We got a lot to cover, but we got two main topics we are really interested in, but we're not going to get into that yet. Let me give you the number in case you want to call in. Will you let me talk, woman? 347-215-7977. If you want to call in, you can also sit in our chat room on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Twitch where there's also a chat room. We're watching all of that because we just... skill that way.
Good evening, Joe, honey. It's the evening, not the morning. I know you've been playing APB all day.
It's not
and
morning.
I saw you message me in APB, Joe, and I messaged you back, but I never heard from you.
He does that. That's why I was trying to play Fallen Earth with him. I just gave up. I was like, Joe, where you at?
Well, we were probably missing each other's messages because we were probably both chasing rabbits.
Yeah, you
so,
have to think about rabbits. I'm starting to worry about you.
Well, no, it's an event inside APB. Right?
I know, but I'm still worried about you. It's been an interesting day. I've been shopkeeper and shopkeeper slash tech support all day. It's been very interesting.
Remind me to mention something about that later.
Yes. All right, so let me.
Yeah, I took care of that. So.
I don't know what you took care of, but I like it that you took care of it. Thank you.
It's the thing you needed me to take care of, I took care of.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Or tell me, dude. I took care of it.
Yeah, I'll remember. Tell me later.
That thing.
I think it is a compliment that you all think I'm that sharp. Some days I am. Today is not one of those days. Oh, so much to tell you. So much.
Motherfucker!
Oh, my God.
What?
In here just cussing right off the bat.
What the hell? I don't understand.
Why does she sound like she's in a hallway today? What is that?
I don't know, but she does. She does.
Oh, that's because my mic was all up on my head.
I'm sorry, baby.
Let me start again. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. All right. You motherfucker. All right, so.
You're on the show. Did I miss it?
You haven't missed anything
yet. I started to do it, but then the music started going over on top of me. So, all right.
Sorry. I was like, shit, the show. You know, I'm talking to God in one ear, and I'm trying to start the show. You know, it's just bad. Can I enter the show?
You could do it again if you'd like, because you know how you like, you know.
I know. I like to do it because it makes me feel special. It is March 21st, 2013, and it's Thursday, which is our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. That's right, boys and girls.
Right.
Yes, late. I hate being late. Anyway, I'm Snow White, and we also have Corey / Game of Natrix. I about called you Ginger Natrix. I don't know.
Did you mesh us together?
Did I kind of mesh y'all together? We got Corey / Game of Natrix up in the hizzle.
Hello. I'm still reeling from the Ginger Natrix. I should just mash us together. I don't get down like that.
Except from now on, Ginger Natrix.
Roar!
Not with that ferocious roar, you know? It's just cute.
Come on. It's so scary. You know, you're scared every time you hear it.
No, I just laugh. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. I'm scared.
Totally scary.
I am. I'm so scared.
Roar!
And then she does it again. No, get your peoples. Go ahead and continue with your intro.
No, we have to start off with the laughs because I already know where this.
Hey, hush you. We got Corey Game Natrix up in the hip. We also got our redheaded stepchild, Miss Ginger Rocks. Hi, ma'am. You're not scary. You are not scary.
All right.
Now, what are we talking about? Oh, I know what we're talking about, and I'm mad, but go ahead and intro it first.
Wait. We got a couple other things we got to cover first. We can't just go right into the anger, because we got to give some of our people time to get here, because some of them are like, wait, I got to be here for this show. I got to be here for this one. Okay, so we got a couple other things I wanted to mention from earlier in the day that I did not get to talk about. There's a developer that's doing some little game or something about gun control. It's called Mullindustria, the Best Amendment. It's a sarcastic tribute to the NRA's madness is what they're calling it. I'm just kind of covering some quick things because we got the meat is going to be good, so we don't have time for the potatoes right now. But we'll eat a little bit of the potatoes. Okay, you also got Sony dominating in Japan for some odd reason. You got
I know what else.
I forgot to log out of work. Whoops.
We told you earlier this week, Garrett, the guy who designed Ultima, said most game designers really suck. If you didn't hear about that, you have to go back and listen to our other shows. And you got, remember that game Terra?
Yeah.
1.4 million mark they sold after they did a free-to-play switch. 1.4 million people
bought it. Yes, yes.
Yay for you. We
had the blackout in South Korea.
Yeah, terrorist attack, cyber terror. You also got XBL accounts were hacked of MS employees targeted by hackers.
Not cool, guys.
Not cool. That's a lot that went on this week. Of course, the two biggest things, we're going to start with the second biggest thing, which is, I know you all think is the biggest thing, John Riccitiello quit. Wait a minute. I forgot about this one. I got to tell you, I'm going to lead up to John in a minute. EA, security flaw, hack, and origin. Y'all be very careful. Make sure you change passwords.
Not surprised.
No, we knew that was going to happen.
And, of course, amidst all that, John Riccitiello from EA quit. And as a result, the stock plummeted. Then it went high. Then it plummeted again. And people are angry. And Kotaku got dragged into the fray. Nobody jumped on us because we always hate EA. Even when we love them, we hate them. I play your games, and I talk bad about you. You know
that's
why?
Because we only play The Sims.
We play little things where we can dress up avatars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what we like. That's what we like.
Yep.
That's all we like. I mean, I do like
I don't
some of
like
that,
to bug little old ladies or shoot people in the head or...
I don't like to meet somebody carrying around a big-ass sword and chopping the heads off of Darkspawn.
Exactly.
Well...
We don't like any of that, no.
None of the blood and guts, none of that, nope.
Let me just say the guy that's replacing John Riccitiello, hot. Larry.
What's his name?
Larry Probst. Larry Probst. Y'all know I like those older gentlemen. Larry Probst, you're kind of sexy. You look like you just think dirty,
Spell
dirty
his name
thing.
For me? Because you know I'm looking him up.
Probst. He's now the I don't know if he actually took over. He's going to oversee the search for a new CEO, but I wouldn't mind if he is a CEO because he's kind of sexy.
I don't see a picture of him.
Girl, let me just pass you a picture.
Oh, wait. Is that him?
Pass it to Ginger so she can put it up on the screen so we can all see. He got a kind of dirty old man kind of look about him. Like
he does.
I'm looking. Who's got the picture? Somebody.
Oh, I thought she had it.
I know. I don't know if this is him or not.
Oh, okay. Here, that is the one that I got. You might be able to pull this on GamesIndustry.biz. They have a picture of him up. He's kind of. I like that look. He's guy. He
I
looks
may
like
be looking at the wrong guy. No, I was looking at the right guy. He is hot.
Doesn't he look like he said, "Girl, I'm gonna pour syrup on you. You don't like."
Come here, sit on my lap, little girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all are alone on that one. I'm usually with you, but no.
Oh, yes, because you like them tatted up angry
guys.
Yeah.
Well, I like them, too. Yeah. I'm pretty much an all-you-can-eat slut. I'll take anything.
Yeah. Oh,
my God.
Yeah, we got our first quotable of the night.
I don't know. I was looking at this guy's going to be hot. But no, now I'm looking at him. I'm like, no.
No, all-you-can-eat slut.
That's my new saying. I'm an all-you-can-eat slut.
Quotable for the night. Every night, y'all give me one. It's y'all never fail to bring it.
Mm-mm.
And all you can eat.
He's a little too. Something about those eyes makes me go ooh.
That's what I like about the eyes. See, I know what those eyes mean. It means something about down, and I'm
hello,
like,
Jay. Hello, Joe.
I think she's changing the subject on us.
Look here.
Hi, I'm just saying hi.
Okay,
but Jay says we are making him very uncomfortable.
And that is our aim, good sir.
That is what we plan to do.
This is going to be an uncomfortable night because our main topic is going to be a little bit uncomfortable for all involved.
Everybody,
Lord.
Crack the neck.
Let me just ask
a little bit.
I got to get past this first part. Okay, so.
Go ahead.
Okay, so John Riccioli left, of course, after, you know, the SimCity apocalypse and...
Corey, you're sounding kind of a little robotic.
I do. GLaDOS, give us free.
She is all up on you, humping your leg.
She always does that when I have important stuff to say. Is that better?
No, really.
She don't really like me. It's fine.
No, it's not really. Just keep going.
Either way, GLaDOS. Can y'all hear me enough to understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, then don't interrupt me. Okay, so... John Riccioli says that this is his letter that he sent out. He says, I hereby offer my resignation as CEO of EA effective with the end of our fiscal year, which ends March 30th. This is a tough decision, but it comes down to accountability, the progress EA has made on transitioning to digital games and services is something I'm extremely proud of. However, it currently looks like we will come in at the low end of or slightly below the financial guidance we issued in January, and we have fallen short of the internal operating plan we set 1 year ago. EA shareholders and employees expect better, and I am accountable for the miss. He says, I have been at the helm of EA CEO for 6 years and served as COO for nearly 7 years, starting in 1997. I know this company well, and I care deeply about its future success. I know leaving EA is a great company with an enormously talented group of leaders and the strongest slate of games in the industry. I could not be more proud of our company's games, from Battlefield and FIFA, which kicks ass. Yeah, dude, okay, I can't touch you on the FIFA. He also says The Simpsons, Tapped Out, Real Racing 3, two games I never heard of till you just mentioned them in this email, John. We have built many great franchises that serve the company. He's confident the investment, blah, 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 offer my resignation. My goal is to allow talented leaders at EA a clean start. This is not a clean start. You left them a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You left them a mess. The SimCity, I'm seeing, is doing okay now, but I think he's up to something. Anybody else think he's leaving to go start something else?
Probably.
Of course he is.
I ran this one into the iceberg head on. Yeah, I'm going to go over here.
Start my own company.
Girl, you got my quotable wrong on Twitter. It's all you can eat. God.
What I said, can't eat slut?
No, you said I'm an all you eat slut. Girl, that ain't right. I'm going to correct your ass, okay?
That's even better.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let me correct myself. Oh, correction.
I'm correcting you. Damn it. There. I corrected you.
Let me go. let me do this correction. Oh, you. I can't even type. I'm laughing so hard. Okay. Selected Network. I think I'll put that one on Facebook this time. Okay. Yeah, I think he's up to something. Good luck to you, Ritiello. Let me just say this to Kotaku. You guys, man, y'all some backstabbing bitches over there. We know that you are.
Yeah.
But they pretty much jumped on attacking him, and EA has been their bread and butter, Kotaku, whether they realize it or not. We talk bad about EA because they don't give us any money. They very seldom give us a game. So, yeah, we can say whatever we want, but you guys might not ought to want to do that, considering just because John's gone doesn't mean the people that, yeah, y'all, good luck there, Kotaku. Good luck with that.
It was nice knowing y'all.
Okay, is there a bird in around here?
It's her phone.
I have to set up different alerts so I know who's talking to me about what. Otherwise, I have to pick up the phone every time to see who said something. So I know that is my Twitter. It's Twitter. See, a bird. Twitter, get it? It's a bird.
You're funny.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. All right, now we got to get to the meat. Let me crack my knuckles because this is going to be ugly.
I'm home, buddy. Going to get a smash down.
All right. I'm going to set it up and then I'm going to let these two go because I know they're going to have a lot to say, as am I. We told you this morning, and if you didn't listen to the show this morning, sad, too bad, so sad for you. An incident went down, and we didn't actually catch wind of it until Anonymous, I guess. Is it Anonymous that got involved? We're not sure if it's Anonymous. Let me not blame them.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody was launching a DDoS attack at a company called SendGrid. So Ginger and I backtracked during the show this morning to find out what was going on. We found out it was because a man got fired for making sexist comments. Now, normally, we're all on that, but we had to backtrack a little further so we could get you the story. Come to find out, the guy did make the comments, but the reason why he got fired is because of a young woman by the name of, I need some fanfare or something. Adria Richards.
Girl, she does not deserve fanfare. Okay.
Wait, I gotta say her name. So Adria basically overheard a conversation between two developers. They were making sexist comments, but it was a private conversation. She decided to take matters into her own hands, and not in a way. Let me just lay the facts out. I won't put my opinion in just yet. She decided to jump into action. Her action was to jump up and snap a picture of these two gentlemen, guys, whatever you want to call them, and then post their picture to Twitter and send it to her company, and I believe to theirs as well, and the comments that they made, and then she wrote a blog post about it. As a result, one of the guys was fired from his job.
Not cool, yo. Not cool.
And we will save the ending to this story till we get closer to the end of the discussion. So, with that in mind, I'm going to hand a baton. Which one of you want it?
I'll take it.
Bam! Right,
you go first. You go first.
Okay. Now, I was at work when Corey showed me this thing. And I didn't understand it because I couldn't read it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let me just break it down for you real quick. That is the fucking most cowardly thing I've ever heard in my life. You could not woman up and actually approach them yourself and say something about it?
That words that I used this morning without hearing the show? Did y'all hear that?
What?
Yes, exact words I used this morning. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Girl, we're on the same wavelength. Okay. I did not hear the show because I was working. Could you not woman up and just talk to them yourself? You had to get a man fired. It was a fucking private conversation. I am 100% positive that you have had private conversations that would offend at least one person around you. But you don't see them snapping your fucking picture, posting it to Twitter, getting your ass fired. So you know what? You are not doing women any favors by what you did tonight. All you are showing is that we can't handle our own shit. I got news for you, honey. Sit the fuck back down. Let the big girls take care of it from now on. Your turn, Ginger.
Baton handed.
All right. You were sitting behind or in front of two guys who were talking amongst themselves. They were not on stage. They were not talking to the public. They were talking to each other. Men are men. Men say shit to each other. They weren't saying it to you. They weren't saying it to another female. They weren't saying it to anybody else but themselves. You overheard it, and you got offended instead of turning around and saying, hey, can y'all, you know, not joke about this with women around or whatnot? Instead of telling me you didn't like it, or instead of just getting up and fucking moving, because God knows you couldn't get your ass up out of the chair and just move.
You had
to go and take a picture and then turn it into their boss like a fucking little tattletale. And overall, what's the tattletale about? Were they talking to you? Were they talking to anybody else? Again, no. They were talking to each other. They have the right to joke however the fuck they want when they're talking to each other. What is wrong with you? Seriously, it's one of these people who, oh my God, so-and-so's doing such and such. Shut up. I'm so glad you got fired. Go find a tunnel to work in. Something dark.
You didn't give away the ending.
You. Yeah, she did. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But she got fired over this shit. And I'm mad. Because you, bitch, don't deserve to work in the industry you work in.
Wait. She got fired?
Yes.
She got fired.
You fucking tattletale little fucking whore.
Serves you right.
Oh, goddamn shit. I swear, if I fly right now, I'd punch you in your goddamn face. No. You're making us look bad. Bitch.
All right, let me share the statement that SendGrid sent out, and this is just a segment of it. They said, a SendGrid developer's evangelist responsibility is to build and strengthen our developer community across the globe. In light of the events over the last 48 hours, it has become obvious that her, speaking of Adria Richards, actions have strongly divided the same community she was supposed to unite. As a result, she can no longer be effective in her role at SendGrid, which basically says they fired her. They said, in the end, the consequences that resulted from how she reported the conduct put our business in danger, our commitment to our 130 employees, their families, our community members, and more than 130,000 valued customers is our primary concern. We will continue listening to the community and addressing the situation constructively, blah, blah, blah. She really did divide the community. Some of the comments I'm seeing from the guys are not necessarily coming down on the right side of the fence. Some of
can
you
I
are,
leave her a message on Twitter?
You can tweet her. You know how we roll.
Welcome
I really
to unemployment.
Care.
All of us at Game of Thrones Radio say you deserved it. XO.
You know how I am. I'm like, I call myself nuclear. I just blast and then worry about the fallout later. Hey, whatever.
I'm not allowed to tweet.
Don't call her any name. We've already said our names on our show because this is our house. We can say what we want to say. But if you're going to put it on Twitter, be respectful. Even the guy that she got fired was respectful because the statement that he put out was respectful. He said basically she has a lot of power. And she you all know this statement, where great power comes great responsibility. She didn't handle that responsibility well. I actually had this discussion right after the show with Ginger this morning about I had a similar thing or conversation with somebody. I wish I could remember who, about something that happened to them they perceived to be racism. And it occurs to me that this particular happening and this particular happening kind of coincide in that some people are so far removed from the civil rights movement, the women's movement, and all these things that went on that they don't even recognize when it really is an issue, when you should stand up and fight, and when it mm-hmm. isn't. And certainly the way to fight is not a coward's way. And I agree, as I said the same thing this morning, this was a coward's way for her to fight.
It really was.
I don't care if you're 90 pounds. You're also in a room full of people. If you were, or mm-hmm. or just, it, as we said, woman the fuck up. Turn around, because they were behind her, as I understand it. They were not even in front of her. They were behind her, and say, hey, guys, that's a little offensive. Can y'all at least keep it down? I really don't want to hear it. Or get up and move.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done, because they were talking amongst themselves.
Yeah.
I would have gotten up and moved. And you discuss this. If you were out at dinner and somebody at a adjacent table were having a conversation you didn't want to hear, you'd either ask them, hey, can you keep it down, or you move. Most
it's
likely,
the exact
they just ask the waiter to be moved.
Thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, I wouldn't. I read a little bit about the article. I would not have objected to her just, you know, it's still cowardly, but I would not have objected to her going to someone at the place and telling them, okay, well, these guys are bothering me, and them taking the guys out. That's another way to handle it. It's still fucking cowardly, but that's another way to handle it. But
at
taking their picture,
the picture
putting
was
their
what
picture
got
online.
Me. The picture is what got me.
The picture
really
is what pisses me off, because you got a man fired. He has kids, bitch. Are you going to pay for his? Are you going to pay his unemployment?
No.
Are you going to take care of his children now that he
nope.
lost his job? Especially
nope.
in this economy, where all the goddamn I cannot find a better job. So what the hell is this guy going to do after he was fired after such a public debacle as you put him through?
Yeah. Now I'm here's another argument that I heard. Was that, you know, if you go to her website, you see her picture. Oh, she's a tiny woman. Okay, y'all know me. I'm 5'1".
Yeah.
Now, Snow knows this story. I don't know if I've told Ginger this. Okay, earlier during the week, Baby Natrix and I were at the gas station and went in to pay for gas. And these two guys had some kind of, I don't know, scam or something going on where they were trying to get gas. I don't know whether they were crackheads, alcoholics, I don't know, whatever. But I had... Oh, it was Sunday morning, as a matter of fact. I have not told Ginger this story. Sunday morning, I'm getting ready to drop Baby Natrix off, and this guy gets into my car while I'm looking out the window.
What?
I'm 5'1". I want to point this out to you. This girl that I'm looking at, Adria, yep. I'm going to tell you flat out, Miss Adria, this is why I said this is a coward's way for you to handle this. I'm 5'1". I weigh all of 120, 30 pounds, and I ran out of the store and wrecked fucking shop with a 6-foot-tall guy and said, what the fuck are you doing in my car?
Yep.
You're in a room full of people, and you're scared to open your mouth and turn around and tell two guys to stop talking, who obviously are not crackheads. I'm pretty sure they didn't have any guns on them. I could have gotten killed, but I was in the frame of mind of I'm protecting what's mine. If you felt like you were protecting, because when I read her post, it came across like I'm trying to protect female developers and gamers and their history and their future.
No, you're not.
No. That was a coward. If it was me, and we have been in this position before, Snow seen me in a room full of men where I'm representing women gamers, and I've had them say to my face things, not having a private conversation, but say to us they don't want to talk to us because they're women. We don't like you because you're women. Or Blaster, who unfortunately is not here, has had them say to his face, hey, I bet you get a lot of action over there at Game and Atrix. And he stands up and says, no, this is not acceptable. Don't say this to me. Or if I go back and tell Corey you said this, you know she's going to tell everybody, so you might want to tone it down. There's a way to handle shit. This was not the way to handle it. This was cowardly. I cannot support you at all, period, in the way that you did this. The picture was just, oh, my God. when I saw the picture part, it just infuriated me. And then to read, yes, as Snow said, he has children. This was not the kind of issue where they deserved a picture. Here's the one that deserved a picture. Remember the girl, you guys, the girl that was at the party, the guy that exposed himself to her at the event? She should have posted
that.
A picture of him. That's a freak. He may rape somebody. These are two men having a private conversation. Guys talk that way. Sorry, girls. Girls out there, get over it. Guys do talk that way. They just do. If they're not talking to you, then stay the fuck out of it. If nobody's talking to me, if I don't want to hear it, I just move over to the other side of the room and be like, stupid guys. And then I go about my way. But I'm certainly not going to get anybody fired. Put your hands on me, different story. Not only am I going to get you fired, I'm going to knock you the fuck out before I do. But this was not called for. This was overboard. And I think she set the women gamer movement, if you want to still call it that, I think she set us back a lot. You don't even recognize what you call yourself trying to defend. I don't agree with you, period.
Mm-hmm.
No way, shape, form, or fashion. Anybody else need to jump in here? Because I keep hearing y'all inhaling.
No, I'm totally with you. This is just, I hope she's happy with herself. She got both of the guys fired, right? Or was it just the one?
No, I think it was just the one. But still, I mean, that's horrible.
I hope he comes back and sues that pants off this bitch.
He can't. She obviously got fired. Up on her Twitter, a couple of days ago, she was defending her position, saying to somebody, at Mundane Matt, it's clear you're a bully. And SendGrid supports me. Stop trolling. They're not supporting you anymore. What did he say? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find what he said to her. He didn't. Okay, so here's some other little comments here from one call. Ben Mark says, he said to her, it's fascinating. Your detractors failed to realize that if the guys weren't in the wrong, they'd still be employed. No, Ben, the same reason why she got fired is the same reason why they fired this guy. His face is all over Twitter. And she's already linked him with the comment. We unfortunately, even though our justice system here says innocent until proven guilty, it don't really work that way. It's guilty until you're proven innocent.
Exactly.
Whether nobody asked him if he actually made the comments, and it was just assumed that he did. So his company, really, I can't even fault them because they had no choice. Once his face was out there, it's like, oh my God. And I'm pretty sure they told him, we're really sorry. We just really have no choice. Your face is going to be associated with our company and bad things. They had no choice. business-wise. That's kind of like if Snow and Ginger go out on a robbing spree and kill everybody, they can't work here no more.
Are you sure? What if I give you some money?
Well, you can work here. We just can't tell anybody. We got to change your name. You got to work in a mail room.
Girl, I can handle that. I can handle that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hide in the back. So they had no choice. Just like, you know, at SendGrid, if the community had completely come down on her side, they probably would have kept her there.
Mm-mm.
And defended her, but you can't.
No, because for most of us, for gamers, at least for, let me back up. What am I trying to say here? For the majority of our community, and in community, I mean gamers, techs, geeks, whatever, we are pretty educated people. Mm-hmm. And we understand, women's liberation, women's rights, all this fun stuff. We understand what's right, what's wrong. Sure, we are fighting against big boy, whatever, their whole little group. You know, we're trying to get in and get rid of a lot of the whole
boys club is what we're trying to do.
Boys club. Thank you. We're trying to get into the boys club, or at least break it up, whatever. Because, I mean, some of these people are very, very, very sexist. These guys were not. Sure, they were being perverted. But they're guys in hell. Have you heard us talk?
Right. I mean, goddamn.
Oh, my God. All the damn time. Any chance we get, we are, yeah. So...
Well, as I said this morning, we do that for a reason, because we like for you all to feel comfortable coming here and to know that the sexist jokes are not going to bother us in the least. We're pretty thick-skinned.
We are.
This one obviously was not thick-skinned at all.
Now, let me go ahead.
Oh, they said something that offended me.
I stand by what I said earlier. I know for a fact, I am 100% positive that she has had conversations, personal, private conversations, which is what was going on with these guys. And don't make this excuse that it was happening at a conference or whatever the fuck you were at, okay? Because I'm 100% sure that your private conversations don't just happen when you're at your house. They happen when you're out in public, in a restaurant, at a conference. And I'm 100% positive that you have said at least one thing in your life that could offend someone around you. Did they take your picture? Did they post you on Twitter? Did they get your ass fired? No. That was your way of handling it. It was the wrong way of handling it. It was a coward's way out. You are nothing but a little girl trying to go and whine to daddy because the big kids are picking on you.
Exactly.
So, and I'm looking at her Twitter, you know, after all this apparently went down. I never heard of you before today. But honestly,
and after today, I hope to get your name forever.
No, I don't want to forget it, because she needs to be made an example of. This is the kind of woman we don't want speaking for the developer community, for women gamers. I like women who actually either you stand up and you do it right. And I'm looking at you, Brenda Bradway, who does it right every time. She's a beautiful woman. She's smart. She's intelligent. When she speaks about, you know, sexism in games, you know, she's got bibliography. She's coming with proof, you know, to I'm going to show this person. I don't understand where her head was at other than, did something happen to
her
you?
Ass.
Did somebody push you down on the playground or something and you just, I'm trying to figure it out. Now, on the other side of it, I also heard a comment that I don't particularly like, which is one that says the guy got fired for making sexist comments. That's not why he got fired. As I just said, he got fired because his company had no choice.
It's not so much it was comments, it was a private conversation.
Yeah,
comments to me would be to a group of people, people he shouldn't have been saying it to.
Or if he said it to her specifically, if he targeted her.
I would even go so far as to say if the three of them were talking and they started saying that while she was standing there, yes, by all means. And even then, you should say, hey, that's not cool. You know, give somebody the chance to correct or at least apologize to you first before you decide you're going to put them out there. That's a weird age that we live in where all of you think it's okay. And I'm not, and by all of you, I don't mean each and every one of you here, but I'm saying there's a lot of people who operate that way. That think that it's okay to start snapping pictures of people and posting them up online with, you know, telling what happened. This incessant need to document some things that don't need to be documented. If you want your friends to take pictures, you pass that on the table and vomit it and post them on Facebook. That's your business. Stupid, but do it if you want to. But this was somebody else's life you took in your hands. And I am I'm about 75% sure this is illegal. Whenever we go out to places, I said this morning, I said it to Ginger, I said it to Snow. Remember me handing you the releases? Remember, I forgot my purse, my makeup, but I had those releases, remember?
Yes, ma'am. I remember that.
If we're going to take your picture, I need to make sure I got legal documentation says it's okay to take your picture. And the law in Texas says if I'm less than 5 feet away from you and I take your picture, I have to have you sign this paper. Or I can stand back and take a group of people. If you're in the group, I don't have to get your permission. You're in a group, you know, of 20 or more people, but close up, I have to get you to sign paper. So you got up, it might not be just Texas. As far as I know, you illegally snapped a picture and posted it somewhere, and there's no legal proof of what you did either. So, yes, I think he could sue. He could, in fact, sue her. There's no legal proof that he said what he said. There's nobody corroborating your story. So, oh, Ginger. Did you post that twice?
Wait, what happened?
No, it only went up once for me. Did it
for you? I got it 2 times. Hope you like unemployment. We think you deserve it. Damn, Ginger.
Oh, damn. Woo! All right.
You have to, when you have the kind of power that she has, you have to be responsible. And this is also why we throw in their jokes, but their disclaimers, certain things. We know they're going to be risque that we say. This was, I don't know where in the grand scheme of things when she started out to do this that she thought it was okay. I don't understand where your head was. Sometimes I can understand, as I told Snow earlier in the week, sometimes I have the curse of sometimes understanding things from everybody's point of view, which usually is why
too
I stay out.
Too big for her britches.
I don't, you may be right. Now I'm going to tell you all this. Those of you who are threatening with the violence, stop it. It's not that serious. It's not that serious, at least not for all of us involved, unfortunately.
No, just, you know, if you happen to find out she's working on a project, a game, whatever, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
They say speak with your dollars. Always speak with your dollars. If it was a politician, speak with your votes. Leland Yee, we're looking at you. you're so out of there, Leland.
I'm so flabbergasted by the whole situation.
Actually, Leland stepped down a couple weeks ago.
Thank you, Leland.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Stay out of office. Just go somewhere. Pick up cans. That's what we want you to do.
Damn.
Wait a minute. I don't think it's slander, Dark. I think it's libel. In print, it's libel. So it's technically print. Because it's up on Twitter. So I don't. There's so many names I want to call this young woman. She's right up there with the guy with the Penny Arcade thing that happened. I don't know what's going on with some of you. Do we need to have a school called, do we need to open a tech etiquette school? Is that what we need to have? The things you just don't do, should not do?
Yes.
Maybe.
You don't do this. You don't call in sick to work via Twitter or Facebook. You should call your boss.
Wait, someone did that for real?
Yes, I know some.
But you know what she was hoping when she did that? You know this is what she was hoping. And now she's crying about everybody's being mean to her on Twitter. What she was hoping was that all her little fans, everybody who follows her, she's like almost 11,000.
Ooh, they dropped
hoping,
I looked a minute ago. Oh, she lost us several hundred while I've been sitting here. People are starting to unfollow her.
Yeah, she was hoping that all her little friends would get together and be mean to this guy and shame this guy over the internet. She was hoping, more or less, to bully these people.
Yes.
That's exactly what she was hoping for, and it didn't work because
no other reason for posting his picture on the internet other than bullying him. She had no reason. She could have told the story without
saying, oh, everybody's being mean to me. Shut the fuck up.
There is a way to tell the story. The same way as I keep repeating the thing about EA, I remember that guy's name. I say I don't. I will never forget his name.
I know you remember his name. You remember everything.
Yeah, but the point is I don't know what his situation is. He could be a crackhead and he's got $2 and he just happens to be working at EA, but he's still got kids he got to feed. So I'm not going to put my hand in the man's pocket. He didn't do anything that serious to me, okay? Now, put his hands on Baby Natrix.
He didn't say anything to you.
Yeah, yes. So these two guys did not expose themselves. They didn't touch you. You need to understand when it's time to act.
Talking to you.
Yes, this was not the time to be.
Maybe that was the issue. Maybe she was hoping that they would talk to her. You know, that's what we're always taught about bullies. You know, if somebody's bullying you, it's because they like you.
That's crazy girl logic that they teach us when we're little. That's not why they bully you.
Hey, I'm just saying. Maybe she wanted in somebody's pants.
When I want somebody's pants, I'm not going to be like, you know, putting them on the internet and shaming them and making them lose their fucking job. What the hell?
No, here's what makes it really bad, okay? Let me go back and examine this tweet, okay? And personally, if you're listening to our show there, Adria, I heard you say your name, and anybody else that's supporting or not supporting her, I think the picture needs to come down off of her Twitter, period. Because as soon as I'm about to flag it. Not only does she not pick out who is she talking about in the picture, there's at least one guy that's looking directly at her that's behind them. So is she talking about him? And the one that's looking out of the corner of his eye, I don't know who she's talking about. All of them are guys. Which one are you pointing out? So any of these guys could have lost their jobs, any of them, over this. The guy sitting to this, and there's two of them sitting there with the same shirt on that's from the same company. Then there's another one sitting here to the left that may or may not be along with him. I don't know who you're talking about. It's not like you can tag people on Twitter. And, again, their picture should never have been there in the first place. This was an idiotic move in every sense of the word. This could have gotten so much worse. I still don't know which one she's talking about. Anybody know? I don't know,
but I feel bad for that guy right there. That guy. Hold on, give it a couple seconds to catch up.
I feel bad for every guy in the picture, because now every guy in the picture is going to have this
as
their claim to fame.
Yes. Well, I can't tell.
Oh, there we go. There's the picture.
No, come on. Oh, don't do that. Now, that might be a bit much.
That's not the picture. Scroll down a little bit.
I've got it. It's coming up. Not cool. Jokes about forking repos in a sexual way and big dongles right behind me, a pycon.
Yeah, now see.
Still, we're not talking to you.
We're not sure who she's talking about. There's a guy in a green shirt looking right at her. There's the one there with the jacket on. There's the one with his hand on his backpack. There's the one on the other side of the guy with the jacket on. There's one down the row from him. Which one?
I'm a pervert.
I'm a pervert.
I mean, seriously, if y'all watch Twitch half the time when I'm streaming my games, oh, shit, the things that we talk about.
Right?
And
if anybody can listen to the show and say that I'm not a pervert, really?
I don't know. Seriously.
They're like, y'all are like, ooh, we're angry.
I am angry. Like, I'm...
And she's tweeting at PyCon. Why didn't you just get your ass up out of the chair...
And
either say something to them or say something to somebody else. The fuck is your problem? Were you drunk on your head as a kid?
What I am mostly saying,
get into the guys that you're upset about.
This is where the big mess up is that she, to me, you didn't try to handle it quietly first. You only go nuclear when you've tried to handle it quietly. The thing that happened with EA, that didn't happen right off. I didn't call them and immediately end up hearing them say that. I went to talk to their reps I think it was PAX that year, and they had all women at PAX who were like, oh, my God, we know who you are. Call us when you get back. We'll get you some games. When I got back, they were like, well, they won't, we don't have any control over who they send them out to. Talk to, I'm going to give you this person's number. He's great. You'll love him. I talked to that guy, and he's like, oh, well, I'm not really the say-so over that. Talk to this guy. That's how I made my way up there, and I knew when I was going through the channels that they're probably screwing around. And even when I got to him, the conversation didn't escalate to where I started screaming at him until he said what he said. The conversation was pretty civil up to that point. When he said, well, we kind of have to be careful about sending out because, women only play The Sims. And then I went, what? Then it escalates. But did you see how many people I went through before I got to that point? Adrian, have you heard of the phrase chain of command? Have you heard of that? You didn't follow it. You get up if you are that offended, because I'm not going to tell you how offended you should be. That's not my issue.
Yeah.
How you handled it is what's fucked up. Go up to their bosses and say, hey, I was sitting in front of them, and they're saying some stuff that eventually could get you into trouble. That's how you say it. Could get you into some trouble with the female gamer community if they overhear this stuff coming from somebody at your company. And they said XYZ, and I just want to let you know.
I'm trying to think how many of my girl gamer friends would actually be upset about this. Hell, we'd probably join in, actually.
I don't know that I would join in because I don't know them, but I'm looking at you didn't handle it properly. You just straight blew them up. There was no warning. They didn't get a chance to say, hey, oh, we're sorry. We didn't know you could hear us. Give the guys a chance. People have conversations about crazy sexual shit all the time. Mm-hmm. They just do.
Human nature.
Yeah.
You hit on that. you hit the nail on the head a little while ago. You were mentioning that, you know, you don't call into work via Twitter or Facebook or whatnot. She went looking for help on Twitter instead of getting her lazy ass up out of the chair and walking over to somebody there.
No, no, she did that too.
She tweeted. No, because she tweeted.
Right after.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying is, like, she not only, you know, blasted them on Twitter, then after that was done, she was like, oh, well, I guess I could go tell someone. What the hell?
Big internet bully failed.
That's bad backwards.
I'm going to send my thousands of Twitter followers after you. Na, 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 na.
Bitch,
guess what?
I
now your thousands of Twitter followers know how much of a douchebag you are.
Right? I did not know your name before, but you damn well better believe I will never be involved with anything or buy anything that you're involved with.
Oh, hero to me, Jay. Oh, my God. No, this chick would never be a hero to me.
No. God. She's no.
No.
I even read some of her previous posts, and she just seems whiny to me. She just seems really whiny. Like, she can't put your fucking big girl panties on, okay?
True story.
Okay, this is the part of her post that really gets me on her blog. I know it's important to pick my battles. I know I don't have to be a hero in every situation, but, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, I couldn't stand it no more because of what happened. Wait a minute.
Understand what? They were having a private conversation. You weren't even involved.
They were harassing some chick to her face. They weren't doing anything like that. The only situation here is your situation.
Wait. The picture that we have up there, I think, is what she refers to in her post. She says, I saw a photo on main stage of a little girl who had been in the Young Coders workshop. I realized I had to do something, or she would never have the chance to learn and love programming because these ass clowns behind me would make it impossible for her to do so. I calculated my next steps. I knew there wasn't a lot of time and the closing session would be wrapping up. I considered the type of event, the size of the audience, how the conference emphasized their code of conduct, and I knew about the community and their diversity initiatives, how to address this issue effectively and not disrupt the main stage. No, you just disrupt the whole fucking community instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead, and you didn't even have to disrupt the event. You go to their bosses. Or better yet, again, Adria, as we keep saying, woman the fuck up, turn around. Hey, you too. I can hear you. And it's kind of annoying, and it's kind of uncomfortable. Can y'all tone it down? Talk later? Talk lower? Talk about this later? I really don't want to hear it.
Right. And if they refuse,
that's
when
you
go another step. Then you go talk to maybe the event coordinator, maybe some of the security guys. If that doesn't work, then maybe you take it a step forward and go to the guys' bosses. Because you saw the little sponsor tag on there. You knew who they were with. Okay?
Yep.
You already said that in your blog post. Yes, I read that. If that doesn't work, then maybe you take it a step forward. But you went straight from point A to fucking Z. You skipped the whole alphabet.
Wow.
And I'm trying to figure out in what universe, in what dimension reality was this okay? Are you operating on a different plane? Did you figure out string theory and time travel or something? Is there something we don't know that you do? Because this right here was ridiculously wrong. And when I first read it, I was all ready to jump on her side. And then I said, remember this morning I kept pausing. I was like, wait a minute, let me read this. Let me back up. Okay, now as a result, someone decided to attack her website. They attacked SendGrid. Also another reason why they probably dropped her. Because, you know, you can't have your company down over one chick. Same with the other company. They can't lose their people over one guy. And it's kind of like, sorry, dude. Your leg's cut off and you bleeding, you're gutted. We're going to have to leave you. I'm sorry. Here's a cyanide pill. Later. And same with her. Andrew, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go ahead and take you out mafia style.
Bullet to the back of the head. Bam.
That's pretty much what happened. You left him alive.
Basically, she did that to her own career.
She did. She totally sabotaged
it
all
herself. She put out a hit on her own career. That was not smart.
And you have to be... I don't want to come at it like she was being calculating against him personally. I'm pretty sure she didn't know he was a father. But I certainly don't want women out there who are at events who are actually being harassed, like that girl that had the guy expose himself to her, where she was afraid to get up. And she was one of the ones who should have been up, you know, doing something. She should have, you know, I'd have phone out, taking pictures on Twitter, and this is what a guy did to me, and here's his face. She was the one who actually had a right to behave the way this one did, and she didn't. So any of you girls out there, obviously, if somebody puts their hands on you, and I've been molested at PAX before, but I wasn't even that offended. It was Pac-Man. I kind of liked it.
if it was Link, you'd have been all over that shit. Hell yeah.
It was Pac-Man too. You know, Pac-Man.
That's true.
He had a nice voice. I don't know what he looked like underneath that costume. But yeah, I got a little molested. I wasn't too offended. He didn't go too far. He just grabbed my butt. Everybody grabs my butt anyway. I'm used to it.
I
should have done that at RTX.
Yes, next time I'm grabbing yours. And that is not an invitation for anybody to grab my butt, by the way. You don't walk up behind me thinking, Corey said I grab her butt, elbow to the eye, and then you'll be on the floor, and it just get ugly. We'll both be on Twitter. Guy gets slammed to the floor by Game of Matrix. Yeah, but in that particular context, it was
If the two of us were there, too, Guy gets slammed on the floor by Game of Matrix, got his nuts stomped on by Snow White, and Ginger Rock done kicked him in the head.
Hell yeah!
He got a fractured jaw, some broken ribs. But now, the reason why Pac-Man didn't bother me, because I was actually molesting him. I hugged him, and then I went, you know, so it became a mutual molestation. But you see, mutual. you people with the crazy, some of you don't realize when it's a situation when you should be speaking up and situations when there is a way to just kind of handle it quietly. Again, when we did the experiment with selling the games to minors, again, we told you what happened, but believe you me, I didn't immediately walk into Target. I'm telling on all of you because you don't have the ratings up properly. No, I walk in. Hi, my name is Corey. I'm from GamerHX.com, Gamer Girls Radio, and we've been talking about ESRB ratings. I'd like to speak to the manager. Can you tell me more about why you don't have the ESRB ratings up? What's the reason behind this? Okay, well, I just want to make sure I ask you first because I'm going to go back to the ESRB and tell them, but I'm going to give you a chance to put it up. I'll be back in here such and such day. There is a proper way to handle shit.
Exactly.
Ironically, let me give my friends over at gamesindustry.biz a little bit of credit, too. There's a whole lot of dissension going on in our community, and it has a lot to do with stuff like this that's happening. There's an article up. Wait a minute. Let me see who wrote this. I can give them credit. See if it's one of them that I like. Some of y'all don't like it, GI.biz. I tell you flat out. Anyway, it's Brendan. I do like you, Brendan. You're one of the ones I like. And he's calling it Entitled Gamers, Corrupt Press, and Greedy Publishers. This is a problem when we have people like this in our community who are all about money, or I'm trying to get back at somebody for some stupid reason that has nothing to do with you. What happened here is the equivalent of me being mad at somebody for stepping on my foot in 1985. Who cares?
Yeah.
What she did. Who cares? They're having a conversation. Stay out of it. It had shit all to do with you.
Exactly.
Why? I can't. I'm still. The reason why we keep rehashing this, if you're listening to the show and you're like, why do they keep going over it? Because I'm trying to turn this over in my head to find an angle at which this makes sense to me. And it does not.
It doesn't. They were talking amongst themselves, not to anybody else. They weren't hurting anybody. Yes, they're being perverts, but they have penises. That's what they do.
Hell, I have a vagina, and I'm probably a bigger pervert than they are.
True story. True effing story, I think.
And Ginger just said, true story, without missing a beat, girl.
They want to know why I molested Pac-Man came up.
Pac-Man started it.
Actually, he did. We were passing by. He says, hey. And I said, hey. Like, you know. And then I ran up and I hugged him. And I was like, oh, it's Pac-Man. And I was rubbing all, you know, around the eyes. And then he says, hey, girl. And he grabbed my butt, you know, handful. And he went, he says, girl, you built like a Chevy. I was like, thank you, Pac-Man. And off we went. I didn't see him again. Or if I did see him again, I didn't know him because he had on a suit. But, point being is,
right.
You have to be, girls.
Stop taking yourself so damn seriously.
Well, it's not a so seriously. It's a know where you fit in. Blazing Bitch is another one we had an argument with back last year on Twitter back and forth because she goes the complete opposite direction. She's being too slutty in the gaming. I'm like, you need to tone it down a little bit. You got to find a happy medium somewhere in there. We got Prudy, Adria, and then we got Slutty Blazion, who probably is loving the fact that I'm saying her name. She'll be messaging me tomorrow. But you have to find a happy medium. You cannot be mad at everybody for every little thing that they do. Oh, you know what it was with Blazing Bitch? I think this is actually not even a year ago. This is right when Ginger started, because Ginger was fighting. And I think, Snow, you were jumping in there between something else. This is the one who was angry because she was being slutty, but she didn't want the guys to treat her slutty as a gamer.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Stupid
yeah,
shit.
Pretty much
what the hell?
Six, if you start showing everything and... All right, I will admit. All right. It really depends which guy friends I'm playing with. Some of them I will just get down and dirty just as perverted as they are because they don't take it to the level of, ew, well, then show me
oh,
your boobs.
Oh, you must want me. They understand we're having a fun conversation. And when you talk to your guy.
But then there are the others. The minute you start getting the slightest off color, they think that you want their penis.
I thought it was just me. I have the worst problem. If I say anything that is slightly perverted, all of a sudden the guy's like, "Oh, she wants my cock."
No, I don't assume.
But don't assume that I do.
Exactly. I might, but don't assume it. Damn. I'm kind of picky. God damn.
I look at it this way. I don't really talk to anybody that way other than these bunch here and a few of you in the room of her. Actually, no, I don't. I don't generally get that sexual thing with anybody because I have that same issue and I am not so nice. I will hurt feelings and I try not to hurt anybody's feelings.
She will totally hurt feelings.
Yeah. And so I don't generally go there with anybody. Remember the other night we were doing Pixanista? We had the little guy. Snow and Ginger are being all sociable. And when they left, I was like, I got nothing to say to you, dude. Get gone.
I didn't even say bye. I was like, all right, I'm going.
I really liked him. He said he was going to listen to the show. So if you're listening, little squid dude, hi.
He's very nice. You just have to understand I'm very antisocial. I'm usually, I talk here. And I talk to these two a lot. They will tell you they can't get me to shut up. But
yes.
I'm about the same way. I've got a small group of people, and then that's it. You're outside that group, you don't get shit.
Corey will tell you I'm probably one of the most antisocial people you will ever meet.
Wait, I got to throw Jay's quote in here because it's almost time to go. He said, Adrian looks like one of the girls in the girls' night out that does nothing but drink Sprite and cock block all night. Other girls and I, damn straight, that's exactly what she looks like.
And that's what she acts like, too.
Mitch, are you serious? You see me trying to talk to him. Yes, I'm sitting in his lap. Back up. What you mean? I'm sitting in the women's movement back. This is what the women's movement was about, me being able to sit in his lap if I fucking want to. That's what this is about.
Right?
Amen. Yep.
This isn't about me having to act all prim and proper just because you think I should.
It's being able to act how I want to act without being judged, with no consequence. Me being a woman, however that may be. And I know you feel like you were being a woman, but you know what you fucked up at? You involved somebody else. Nobody was bothering you.
Yep.
That's where you fucked up at. Next time, if you get a next time, stand up and say fucking something.
Right?
To their faces.
Mm-hmm. Put your big panties on.
I'm going to tell you now, them guys at Blizzard, they never forget Corey.
Right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of our show. You can actually catch us at GameAndAtrix.com. You can catch some nice little articles we have going up on there. Tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in on Tuesday to catch Pixanista. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in fashion. We know it. We love it. We embrace it. Okay? Favorite if you like us. Favorite if you don't. That's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
A bad girl, me. Talk about a man. Some big teeth. Let me see a man. Got no direction. I need direction. Just got my bam. Take a bite of my bad girl, me. Take a bite of me, boy. Some big teeth. The truth is sexy. Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man on this for all right. Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth. Tell me when. Show me your teeth. Open your mouth, boy. Show me your teeth. Tell me what you got. Show me your teeth. Got no salvation. No salvation. Got no salvation. Got no religion. No religion with you. Take a bite of my bad girl, me. Take a bite of my boy. Show me your teeth on the touch. Got my addiction. Not under victim. No one's perfect. Take a bite of my bad girl, me. But I'm not a bad girl. Show me your teeth.
And what should you have learned from today's episode, boys and girls? Put your big girl panties on and handle it your damn self. Okay? Good night, y'all.